I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, friends.
Good morning.
How are y'all doing today? Good. What do you think Jesus meant when he told the crowds that he is the bread of life? Any ideas? No? What do you think about a person being bread? Can you eat a person? No? Well, you technically can, but it would be illegal, Calvin says. That's true. Very true. Well, last week in the scripture lesson, we learned that Jesus revealed who he was to the disciples using the divine name of God, I Am. In the Old Testament, that's often how God referred to God's self, I Am. And I talked about how it was a verb. God's name is a verb. That God's being is a verb. It's never static. It's always active and always moving. And that's a really hard thing, even for grown-ups, to understand, that God is not just a noun. God is a verb. Well, Jesus takes that same name, I Am, and adds a little something onto it today. I am the bread of life. So Jesus takes that divine name for God and adds an adjective phrase to it, the bread of life. And I think that over the course of the next few months, we're going to hear Jesus say, I am, with a phrase like that. Several more times in the book of John, he says, I am the gate, I am the door. There are several other things he says, because God is so big and so beyond our understanding that we have to use word pictures and different ideas to help us understand even a little glimpse of God, who God is. And yes, Calvin? How is he, if God is a gate and God is the bread of life, how is God that at the same time? That's a really good question. God is so many things that we can't understand who God is in just one way or with one word picture or one idea. So all of these are one little piece of who God is that help us put all of who God is into a bigger picture. That's a really good question. Well, I think what Jesus is getting at when he says, I am the bread of life, there are a lot of things that we do as humans to try to fill up our hearts and fill up our souls. I know for me, one of the things that I often do when I'm sad is I eat comfort foods. I also go shopping. I call it retail therapy, and I make jokes about it. But the reality is, when I eat a whole plate of French fries, or when I buy something new at the store, it might satisfy my soul for a little bit, but that satisfaction never lasts. Jesus is the only thing that can truly satisfy our souls forever. And I think that's what he means when he is the bread of life, that he is the only thing that can truly satisfy our hearts and our souls. And so God doesn't want us to look to other people or to other things to fill our souls, but to look to Jesus. And Jesus is always there. And Jesus is always, always within us. And each week when we come to the communion table, we fill our bodies with bread and wine because Jesus' presence is with that. So that's also how Jesus is the bread of life for us. Let's pray. Good morning, God. Thank you for today. And thank you for all the word pictures that you give us to help understand you more. Even though you are beyond our understanding, we pray that you would reveal yourself to us in the bread and the wine in communion. You are the only one who can satisfy our souls. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for coming up. What's that? Who can? Food? Food can satisfy us? And I do love some good food, that's right. Thanks for coming up.